The longest ayat in the Holy Quran is to do with financial dealings. Amongst our ulama, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was very, very emphasized this aspect of financial dealings. He used to say, and let's listen to this, brothers. He used to say, جب مجھے معلوم ہو کہ اپنے مریدین میں سے کسی نے ذکر و اذکار نہیں کیا تو مجھے رنج ہوتا ہے. When I come to know that one of my murids and disciples didn't do his nafil, zikr and tilawat, which he is supposed to do, I feel sad. I tell him, اس کو کر لو, go and do it. لیکن مجھے اتنا رنج نہیں ہوتا. But I don't get as angry and as disappointed جب مجھے معلوم ہو جائے اپنے مریدین میں سے کہ انہوں نے پیسے کے معاملہ میں گڑبڑی کی, تو مجھے ایسے مرید سے نفرت ہو جاتی ہے. When I come to know that one of my disciples has made garbar and he has done financial irregularities, then I start hating that murid. When he makes zikr and askar, he doesn't do it, I feel sad, I tell him to do it. But when I come to know that there is financial irregularities, I start hating that murid. Such was his, just listen to these two incidents of Maulana Thanvi to show you how muamalat plays a role in our. One day, one of his khalifas, one of his disciples and his spiritual followers, whom he had given khilafah to, came to visit him, and he came with him, a small son with him. Maulana perceived something and asked him, what is the age of your son? So he said, my son is 13 years of age. So he said, when you came by train, did you pay full ticket or did you pay half ticket? So he said that because he is 13 years, but he passes by as someone younger than 12, I paid half ticket. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi took away his khilafat. He said, you are not worthy of being my khalifa. You have deceived by passing your 13-year-old son as a 12-year-old. You have lied. Now to you and I, we do it. It doesn't even matter as if we've committed a guna or sin. But such was his strictness on financial matters. One day himself, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi went to the station. And there was a limit in terms of weight. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi went and he went to go and pay the excess luggage. So when you pay the excess luggage, the station master knew Maulana because he came from the village. So he told Maulana, Maulana, why are you worried? I'm with you. I will let this excess luggage go. So Maulana asked him, till when will you be with me? Listen to this carefully. Till when will you be with me? So he said, Maulana, where are you going? So he said, I'm going to the station. So he said, my destination is after that station. I'll be with you even when you get off, I will still be in the plane. I'll see that your luggage goes through. He said, I'm not asking you that. I say, after that, till when will you be with me? Will you be with me in my qabr? Till when will you be with me? You say you will be with me till where I get off. Will you be with me afterwards in my qabr? This was muamalat in the life of one of our greatest scholars in recent times. Brothers, to you and I, these things don't matter. But financial dealings and correctness in it is plays such an important role in our life that even our ibadat becomes impacted. We all know the very famous hadith. A traveler goes and his hair is disheveled, he is tired, and Allah listens to the dua of a person who is helpless. A traveler goes to another person, he is weak, he is helpless, he is in poverty. He comes to a place, he doesn't get his needs. And he makes dua, Ya Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, give me my needs. I'm a difficult person. I'm a traveler. I've come to this foreign place. I don't have any money. And Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Mat'amuhu haram, mashrabuhu haram, malbasuhu haram, fa'anna yustajab. His eating is haram, his drinking is haram, his libas is haram, his clothing is haram. So how will Allah accept his dua? To aapne dekha? کہ معاملات کی صحیح نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے دعا بھی رد ہو جاتی ہے. Such is the importance of معاملات and financial dealings that never mind its importance, but it also impacts upon our ibadat. Our ibadat loses its value. Therefore, it is so important for us. And together with us, we know we need معاملات. We need our financial dealings. Allah has created us with needs.